There is often the comparison to a display at an exhibition, for when the covers are released from the exhibit, the minds and the eyes of the onlookers huddled around, trying to grasp and see the new exhibit for that first precious moment. And as if a light is switched on, its spotlight aimed aimlessly towards its center, towards that object of attraction and desire, for its emotion and its simplicity is often mistaken for pure brilliance. And you'll be used to the metaphors, to those descriptive learnings that we offer, drawing parallels to experiences within your own lifetimes, to find those comparative stories that indicate and highlight those teachings and those learnings and lessons for you to dissect, to digest, and to share. For it seems that many of those attracted to your group are hung from elasticated pieces of material, for when they leave, or at a distance, their connection pulls them straight back to this group. And we look back at those calendar months, where there have been opportunities, where there have been obstacles placed in the way. And we have witnessed, we have stood back to view, to see how your collectiveness grasps what is given to you, how situations adjust and manipulate the surroundings. And when we look, and when we evaluate the situations, those occurrences, the pleasure, the excitement, the utter, agreeable, like-minded state that we find ourselves in is down to that tenacious attitude, to that willingness to accept those truths that are presented to you. We never say that this is correct or that is incorrect. We never guide you in a way where your own consciousness, where your own mind, your own brain can make its own corrections. We cannot force an idea or a thought. We cannot force your hand, for example. So, to continue on a journey, to take this pastime, this pleasure, and turn it into a regular occurrence, is a feat in itself that should be commended. For we can liken this to your group and compare it to that of a sailboat. For if the wind is blowing in the right direction, that force, that energy can come together and sail at great speed. But there are of course times when the wind, the conditions are not in alignment with your cause. And that sailboat, as it will, is stagnant. It floats, waiting. But we have to remember that although the sailboat may be still, it does not take you away from your journey, for you are still floating. You are still adrift, waiting patiently for those feats, those mechanics that are necessary for your journey. And now, as the conditions adapt, as that physical matter is manipulated, and as that energy draws closer, and that influence of spirit is able to penetrate the very skin, the very aura and essence of our vessel, you will find that conditions will fluctuate, that those conditions that are necessary, that those presences that are able to be witnessed, that the fruit that is bad for you to see will come a little closer. We'll find that those walls that provide a sense of protection, but yet prevention between the world of physical and the world of the spiritual, as a punch is drawn through, the manipulation that takes place, those wonders, those miracles which are yet merely possibilities. And when these occurrences are able to take place, we ask that the mind remains as one, that that energy and vibration that you create continues. For if the manipulation of emotional and spiritual energies, that driving force behind the unseen, we ask that the permission is granted.
Thank you, friend. Mm-hmm. Thank you, friend.